I hope all of you are doing very well. We are still reflecting on the resurrection of Jesus, and the reason why we keep on doing that, we go back to the resurrection of Jesus over and over again. It's not just because it's Easter and we do that during this time of year, but also because the resurrection of Jesus is the cornerstone of Christianity. It is the cornerstone of the Christian faith, and therefore we go back to it over and over and over again. Now, we have already reflected on some of the emotional, spiritual, and existential significance of this world-changing event. And that's why I want to use some of this time to reflect more on the intellectual significance, or let's just call it the truth of the resurrection of Jesus. And we all know the famous passage in 1 Corinthians 15, where the Apostle Paul basically says that he writes, "Now if Christ is proclaimed and raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain." And then later on he says, "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins." So Paul gives us a little bit of a priority here, and he says that all these other, the spiritual and existential significance of the resurrection of Jesus rests on the truth of it. If Jesus wasn't raised from the dead as an historical event, then, well, your faith is futile and all of these other things, it's not really worth anything. So I just want to reflect on the truth of this event. Now, there's many ways to do this, but I think there's a couple of, I just want to take this approach where we can establish certain facts in history that's basically undisputed amongst Christian and non-Christian scholars, and we need to find the best explanation of these facts. So I'm just going to go through these facts that are, like I said, it's well established in the public domain, and it's not really disputed by both Christian and non-Christian scholars. Now, the first fact is Jesus' crucifixion. He was crucified under Pontius Pilate, and this is a well-established historical fact. The same with the empty tomb. After Jesus was buried in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, the tomb was found empty after 3 days, and that's also a historical fact that's undisputed. The transformed lives of the disciples of Jesus. So before Jesus was buried, his disciples abandoned him and denied him, but after his resurrection, they were willing to die for this belief that he rose from the dead. They also reflected radical changes in their ethics, their theology, their ways of doing evangelism, and so forth. So the fact of the transformed lives is well attested to. Then also the conversion of some of the skeptics in early Christianity. Well, in the New Testament, I mean, we have the James, the brother of Jesus. He was a skeptic. He did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah. And then also Paul, we know he was the persecutor of the early church. And both of these two men came to Christ because after the resurrection of Jesus. So we have some of these facts, and there's more than just these that I've mentioned now. So you can go through these facts and read up on them. And the point is that all these facts, the Jesus crucifixion, the empty tomb, the transformed lives of the disciples, and the conversion of skeptics like James and Paul, these facts are well established and out there in the public domain. But now the pursuit of truth basically begins. What theory can best explain these facts? And so there's different theories on the table. and so on. But we need to identify the one that best explains the facts. We have one theory that's been mentioned is the conspiracy theory. Well, that one denies that Jesus really rose from the dead, and rather that Jesus, after his death and burial, that the disciples came to his tomb and stole his body. That's the conspiracy theory, and it's an old one. We already see it in Matthew 28, where it's put forth as a theory of the empty as an explanation for the empty tomb. But this theory fails to account for other facts like the conversion of the skeptics and so forth. Also the transformed lives of the disciples, because they were willing to die for a conspiracy afterwards. So it's a theory, but it can't explain all the facts. Then you have the legend theory, which denies that Jesus really rose from the dead. And if you take this theory to an extreme version of it, then it would even deny that Jesus was a an historical figure. So that theory is out there as well. Well, the problem with this theory is that it can't explain Jesus' crucifixion, this is not just an event recorded in biblical accounts. It's also recorded in extra biblical literature, and so it's also a well established historical fact. And the legend theory can't explain that. As well as other facts as well. There's also the hallucination theory that the disciples, that after Jesus rose from the dead, the disciples basically hallucinated when he appeared to them. So all the fact of the early appearances of Jesus, that was just hallucinations. Well, this theory, if they were can't explain the empty tomb, for example, because if Jesus never rose from the dead and the disciples just hallucinated, then I guess all that needed to be done was to show that the tomb is not empty, and then this whole theory would have the whole theory would just collapse. So Jesus would have still been in the tomb, but the empty tomb is also, it can't explain that fact. Also the conversion of skeptics, because their conversion events, especially Paul, rests on its own appearance of Jesus. So that's, and it was separate from the other appearances where Jesus appeared to the disciples and so forth. So it can't explain that fact as well. And I think that leaves us with the resurrection theory, that Jesus really died on the cross under Pontius Pilate and raised again from the dead. So the resurrection theory best explains some of these facts. And I can invite all of you. I really rushed through some of these facts and these explanations now. I can really point you to some sources. There's a very recent article on the Ratio Christi website, www.ratiochristi.co.za, which goes through this in more detail. So I can invite you to go and read that. But then I just want to end with this then. I remember Peter Hitchens, the brother of Christopher Hitchens, once referred to, he was on a TV show, a liberal TV show, that was given to the ask to the panelists who participated in this TV show. The last question was, what is the most dangerous idea? And some of the other panelists had ideas like population control, that we should control the population more and implement different ways of doing that. The other one was that we should do less with our children. We should be involved less in their lives. So they had all sort of these dangerous ideas. And then when Peter Hitchens, when it was his turn to answer, he just said this: the resurrection of Jesus is the most dangerous idea in history. And that always sticks with me. And his reason was, well, listen, if the resurrection of Jesus is true, it turns the universe from a place of meaninglessness, of blind forces operating and so forth, it changed this meaningless universe into a universe of meaning, purpose. And so it gives us, the resurrection of Jesus gives us this good and beautiful truth, which is there for our, not just for our mind to grasp, but also for our soul to pursue and for our will to strive towards. So that is what the resurrection of Jesus has to offer. And I think it's an amazing truth claim of Christianity, and it's an amazing event in history. And it just has so much more to offer than all these other theories.